Hello and welcome to Jaw Law. I'm your host, Joe McGregor, dental lawyer based out of Dallas, Texas. Today, we are going to be talking about the length of your contract. Before we do that, a couple of housekeeping items. Hate to beg for reviews, but they really do help people find us. So if you think this is valuable for you and others, please help us out there. Also, please be sure to check out our Practice Launch Seminar Series. You can find all about that on the website of our law firm, McGregor & Oblad. That's just mcgregorfirm.com, and follow the links to our series. And finally, we love your questions. Send your questions to joe@jawlawpodcast.com. All right, so today's topic is fun because this is something that people brag about all the time. I hate to be ageist about this, but it does seem like the older generation will brag, hey, I don't know why we need such a long contract. Back when I was a young associate straight out of dental school, our contract was written on the back of a napkin or something like that. Why do we need a 9-page employment agreement when all you really need is one? So however it looks, the point being, we all hate long contracts, and somehow it is a point of pride to have a shorter contract. Now, let me first state, nobody likes long contracts, unless your attorney is being paid by the hour. Seriously, that's the only person who truly benefits. The longer the contract is, the better. What you really need, and the way you really need to look at it, is how much does my contract cover? So whatever you're doing, whether it is getting into an employment relationship or a partnership or you're buying someone's practice, who cares about the contract length? Care about covering all your bases. So let's dig just a little deeper. What are the problems with a short contract? As we like to say, sometimes it's not what's in the contract, it's what is not in the contract. You can have a 1-page contract and everything be perfectly fine. That's not the issue. The question is, well, 2 years down the road, something happens, and it may be something that most other contracts covered, but yours didn't because somebody needed a 1-page contract. When you start making cuts or deletions based on the length of the contract, you've done it really for no reason other than to brag that you have a 1-page contract or a 3-page contract or just a shorter contract. So again, the issue is, did you cover all your bases? Shorter contracts just kind of inherently are going to cover fewer things. Now, it's not always the case. Sometimes, depending on the legal skill of your attorney, sometimes you can say something in a sentence that it takes another attorney 3 sentences to say. And if you multiply that out, yeah, you can have a much shorter contract still getting the same job done. And we love those as attorneys. But again, the issue is, are we making it shorter just for the sake of being a shorter contract? And by doing so, are we failing to cover all the likely bases out there? Now, no contract, even the super long ones, they're not going to cover everything, but at least cover what you think you can. Now, having just said that, that doesn't mean I advocate for super long contracts. There are a couple of problems with long contracts. Number one, and this isn't really a problem with the law, but the longer the contract is, the less likely you're going to read it. And the more opportunity they have to sneak something in. And I don't even necessarily mean deviously. They could just put something in there. And because you're now on page 17 and you're reading this in bed, you just can't handle it. We all know that legal contracts aren't the most exciting literature, and you start to wear down and you just miss something. You don't realize that it had a certain provision in there at the very end, and you just never see it because it's such a long contract. There's also an interesting concept in law. There's kind of this balance between specificity and ambiguity. One other thing that makes a contract a little longer is what I commonly refer to, I've even said it on this podcast, legal mumbo jumbo. There is always a section towards the back half of a contract. Usually the first half is where all the substance is. The back half is where there's the legal mumbo jumbo. And you can kind of see how attorneys are just kind of putting fillers in there just to prove that they wrote a contract and they need to be paid for it. there are a lot of things at the end of the contract that they're not interesting, they don't make sense, they use words that you just don't use in public discourse. However, these are important. Much of them dictates how we handle or interpret the contract. And a lot of times, your rights in what you can do with the contract are buried inside this back half of the contract. Now, the longer that is, that's bad for you because it's long and you have to read it, but it's also good because you can now predict how your relationship is going to work out. Some of the things that make these contracts longer are provisions like telling you whether or not this contract can be sold to someone else, whether or not you guys are going to engage in alternative dispute resolution rather than going straight to court. It may tell you what state or what county you bring a dispute in. It may also, this is pretty common and people don't understand what this means, but it may also affect the way the contract is read in terms of reading it for or against the person who drafted the contract. There are a lot of things packed into that contract, and it can be both good and bad. The point of this episode, at the end of the day, is to simply say you've got to break out of this mindset of short contract versus long contract. It's more adequate contract or inadequate contract. And if somebody resists about making a contract more adequate, that in and of itself, that resistance tells you what you need to know about that person. Furthermore, if the contract is adequate and an attorney still adds things to it, that also tells you about that attorney. And so take that into mind next time you get a contract put in front of you, whether it's a partnership agreement, your next employment agreement, whatever it is. Don't get discouraged if it's too long, and don't get excited if it's too short. And make sure you read that to ensure its adequacy for the purpose. That concludes this episode of Jaw Law. Thanks again, and we will see you next time. Couldn't cool me down, so I turned it around, and I came back up. You were waiting on your steps, deep showing off your breath, and water in your eyes. Bolt each other into one, bark is clinging.